My lord!
The great door at the far end of the hall burst open, and Swain dashed in, gasping for breath.
Enemies! They...
Silence!
The word tore through the warm room like a blast of cold air. Swain shrank back. In the doorway stood a tall, lean figure, his features hidden by the gloom at the edge of the firelight.
Who are you?
Edith's father's voice resounded throughout the hall. Without a word, the imposing stranger began to walk with a slow, deliberate step towards the head table. As he drew nearer, the light from the fire fell full on his face. Lady Mildred gasped and clapped a hand over her mouth. The Thane's face turned white with anger. Or was it fear? One word fell from his lips. Horrock. The stranger kept advancing, the thud of his boots articulating the passing seconds. The warm firelight that flickered in his hard, grey eyes did nothing to soften their icy coldness. His heavy, dark brows overshadowed them like precipices over frozen pools. No one spoke, no one moved. No one noticed the shadows lurking in the doorway. It was as though the stranger had frozen the entire company. Edith's father stood, fists clenched, knuckles white.
Why have you come? How dare you enter this house?
The stranger's mouth twitched, but he made no reply. He kept advancing.
Get out of here, Horrock! You have no right to be here!
The stranger stopped before the Thane's table with a sweeping bow and stood with his mocking eyes locked on Edhelm's face. The fire, heedless of the strange, deathly coldness that held the room spellbound, continued to crackle cheerfully.
Why have you come?
Edhelm asked again. The stranger's quiet, controlled tone was dark with menace. Do you not know, Edhelm?